it really stems from the families of people who have passed away to overdose and creating awareness around how common that really is and also how preventable it is. It's been going on for a little while, several years now at least, and it happens all over the world. And this is my first time celebrating Overdose Awareness Day, so it works perfectly to be doing that in my new role.
Why is the work you do so important to you?
Well, I was raised in Carbondale, Colorado, and my mother was an alcoholic the entire time I was growing up and going to school here. And then as an adolescent, she became a heroin addict. And the entire adolescent period of my life here in the Valley, everyone I knew was affected by alcoholism or drug use in some way. And I've seen so many people who have either ended up in prison or who have lost their lives or who have contracted incurable diseases because of this epidemic and because of the way we stigmatize drugs and alcohol in our society. And specifically, my mother passed away when I was 15 years old from a heroin overdose. And so the driving force of what I do is to try to help people not have to live the kind of life that I did and to show people that there is hope and you don't have to wind up dead or in jail. There are other options.
That's a really powerful story, Maggie Seldine. I'm wondering how common are opioid overdoses in Western Colorado or even locally in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valleys?
So specific stats to our local counties can be a little more difficult to obtain, but in Colorado as a whole, we've been seeing really stark increases in opioid deaths. And in 2019, over the entire state, there were 612 opioid overdose deaths, which represented a 9% increase from 2018. And the latest data coming out of the Colorado Health Institute is showing even greater increases for the early months of 2020 for drug overdoses and mental health issues across the board.
So you have your work cut out for you.
I would say so. There's a lot of work happening at the national, state, and local level to combat these deaths and these unnecessary overdoses. And so that's important to keep in mind when we look at these increases in data that there's still already a lot of work happening. But I really want to bring that work here to our local communities and make our local populations aware of what exists in the world of treatment. Because by talking about these numbers, we can talk about how we can start reducing them.
You have an event coming up this evening at 6. Can you talk a little bit about what people can expect?
Yeah, so I'll be presenting this evening in honor of Overdose Awareness Day, and all of August is Overdose Awareness Month. And so I'll be really talking about some of our local statistics here in Garfield, Pickin, and Eagle County in regard to the opioid epidemic. And I'll also be talking about things that we can do to try to curb these overdose deaths and really address this epidemic. I will also be presenting on how to identify an overdose and how to administer Narcan to reverse an overdose.
So anybody can administer Narcan? You don't have to be law enforcement?
That is correct. The newest laws in Colorado state that everyone can administer Narcan and is safe from any liability for doing so, even if it's expired.
So you'll be presenting all of that tonight at 6 o'clock. How do people find your presentation?
They can either go to the Garfield County Library's website and go to the events page. We will also have it on the Facebook page for Garfield County Libraries.
Anything else you'd like to add, Maggie Seldine?
Just that the event this evening will be completely free to the public. All you have to do is get into the internet, and it will also be bilingual.
Well, Maggie Seldine of MindSprings Health, thank you very much for your work, and thanks very much for spending some time with me.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me, and I look forward to seeing everyone soon.